Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. In the highly competitive world of news channel punditry, innovation and cost-effectiveness don't always coincide, which makes the following tale all the more remarkable. The Gargoyles. Once, determined to improve lackluster ratings, a cable news and opinion show signed up two gargoyles. The program needed more sass, more sizzle, according to broadcast consultants. Nobody stayed tuned to plodding, in-depth discussions of issues crucial to the survival of the Republic anymore. To begin with, who could define in-depth in a way the program's target demographic would understand? And furthermore, who cared if you could or not? Even ear-splitting ad hominem attacks were so last season, these consultants argued, citing the latest poll numbers to prove their case. Market research, conducted on select groups of die-hard viewers, showed they were just as likely to hiss at the screen with the volume turned off as turned up. The same was true for hammering their keyboards in tell-us-what-you-think email responses to questions about a newsmaker's private life or potential for indictment. It was all in the theatrics of the show, the producers of the program were told. Thus, the recommendation of gargoyles. When the first two were rolled into the studio and positioned opposite one another, these same producers collectively held their breath. What would the audience response be? Would mere ghoulish grimacing flashed across the screen be enough? Would viewers be satisfied with that and not demand more? Would it be the kiss of death that the gargoyles weren't saying anything, intelligible or otherwise? When the response boards lit up and the program's internet server overloaded, however, producers could finally exhale and shake hands all around. Clearly, it didn't matter in the slightest whether the gargoyles said anything worth listening to or not. Derision, sarcasm, misrepresentation, emotional appeals, false analogies, red herrings, forced laughter, sniggering innuendo, outright slurs, none of these, not even a thousand of them, equaled the impact of a single shot of gargoyles pulling faces at each other and the studio audience. The savings in production costs were obvious, but equally so was the realization that even the fast-talking hosts of these programs could be replaced by rigid ideologue grotesques for additional savings. Day after day, night after night, simply propping up a cardboard host in front of the cameras would provide all the introduction needed for the gargoyles as the true stars of the show. Those snarling, split-screen caricatures of thought caked in bird droppings. More fables and parables, like the one you've just heard, are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.